Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show, minus Pomp today. He'll be with me tomorrow to get you ready for Steelers-Browns. It's time for Mark Cabali, the big boy. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. And I would also like to tell you to join audio radio stations Pitt Athletics and Saloni's Italian Bakery at the Market District at Settlers Ridge today, 2 to 7 o'clock. While you're out buying supplies for your tailgates, Turkey Day, help us fill up the truck to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and support your local community members. Help us bring home the biggest haul to Pitt. Learn more at 937thefan.com. All right, big boy, without further ado, we have one of the most incredible takes in fan history happen here yesterday. It was Andrew Filippone during the afternoon show. I'm going to play it for you, and then you're going to say you're either with it or against it. Here it is.
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
They lose tonight. You giving them a pass, Cabali?
Oh, I can't give them a pass. I would understand it, but I'm not giving them a pass. So I think Pony's doing one of those Mike Tomlin opposite things too. He's just saying the opposite things because his every inkling of common sense in his mind tells him he's wrong. So he's going the opposite. So can't give him a pass. I understand it, but a pass? He is getting a little soft.
What is happening here? Yes, it's the Browns, and then once you start handing out passes for things being too strenuous, Dr. Cabali, where does it stop? They've got games against the Eagles. I forget who else. The Eagles, Ravens, and Chiefs or something in 10 days. Do you give them a Christmas Day pass against Kansas City because it was too strenuous?
10 days, only 10 days, three different days, Saturday, Sunday, and a Wednesday. So just hand them passes out left and right, right?
I think when they go into the locker room on Christmas morning, they're each going to have a little gift-wrapped pony pass for that day.
Maybe Pony showed up in the locker room on this past weekend and got some evil looks his way and, you know, trying to mend some fences or something. Maybe.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's get to the game. We're going to test Tommy Football on that later at 1 o'clock. Apparently, Donnie co-signed that take that they get a pass if they lose to the 2-8 hated Cleveland Browns on a Thursday night. Mark, what about the top seed? Shouldn't they have their eyes on the top seed right now?
He's a millennial. Those millennials tend to go down that path, Joe. You know, we're like Gen X guys, right?
Participation trophies. Is Mike Tomlin on the way off the team bus going to give everybody a little ribbon because they finished in second place and pet them on the head going into the game? Are they going to Dairy Queen after the game, win or lose? They're all going to order a Mr. Misty and a little dilly bar for Minka. What are we doing here? You're here to beat the Browns, and if you don't, your season takes a major shot. You're in control of the AFC North right now, and you have your eyes on the one seed. You lose this game, it's a major jolt. What are we doing?
You've been waiting a while to pull out the old Mr. Misty, haven't you?
Did you like those?
Yeah, I like the Mr. Misty float.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Limits, what's your favorite?
Ice cream in there.
Yeah, ice cream. The little soft ice cream. Limits, what's your favorite Dairy Queen treat?
Oh, I like the Blizzard, the Oreo Blizzard.
I like that too, except I like Butterfinger. All right, Mark. So the game tomorrow night. Are you at all? We got feedback this week that some people are concerned about Russell, that they think still that Justin Fields, not just in the red zone, but that he'll still prove to be the better option. Do you agree with those people, or do you have any concern at all about Russ moving forward?
No, I mean, I don't have any, maybe a little bit of concern. Concern is, continuously putting up the numbers he did the 3 weeks he was in there. But he makes up for it in other ways. I think that you can maybe not have those stellar numbers. I think we've seen what he's meant to the organization, the team, the offense, with him just being in there. If you go strictly numbers, I mean, it might be a little bit closer than that, but I mean, we're talking about a guy that's come in and performed extremely well. Has he blew the, you know, windows out here the last couple of weeks? No, but he's doing enough to win. I don't think there's anything wrong with him whatsoever. It doesn't even really matter because there's no way that they would switch to him at this point. I mean, Justin Fields has a role, and if they can somehow continue to expand this role to what it was last week into something maybe a little bit more, I don't know why you'd want anything else. So, no, I'm not concerned with him whatsoever.
We had a weird topic yesterday based on Adam Bittner, no relation to former Chicago Cubs first baseman Larry Bittner. He had a good piece.
Or Adam Crowley, either.
Or him, yeah. He had a good piece at postgazette.com on numbers, analytics, which I know you hate. But also there's the eye test. And he wondered, is Mount Washington turning into not just an alternative, but a better tight end than Freiermuth? Is that a ridiculous question or a valid question?
No, I think he's just – he's – put it this way. Last year at this time, I looked at Darnell Washington and said he's going to be nothing more than a blocker, right? And a dominant one at that. I mean, he can just move people at will. He's a people mover, so to speak. This year, he has stepped up that game to show that he can be somewhat of a force in the passing game as well. So that's where I think the surprising part comes in. If you put them all together, of course, Washington's blocking ability supersedes Freiermuth's, but no, I don't think he's a better option or will be a better player in the long run at all. It's just, I don't think that if you look at one thing if it's Russell, if it's Arthur Smith, it's the offense that you have to question has been the inability to find a way to get Freiermuth involved more. Pretty much everybody else on that offense has found a niche, and I don't think Freiermuth has found that yet. And I think it's getting to the point where you can be critical of, if it's Russell or whoever it is, Tomlin, Arthur Smith, whoever, of not getting him involved. He's that much talented. But I am surprised of how well Darnell Washington has been playing. I mean, he's a weapon that's not too many teams in the league have right now because of his blocking ability. And do you want to be tackling a 300-plus pound 6'7" guy that can run a 4.6 as well, so they gotten the best out of him. But they do got to do something with Freiermuth, too. They got to get him involved more to have this offense clicking on all cylinders.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mark Cabali on the line, the big boy, as we like to call him. How about Justin Fields more in the red zone? Wilson's numbers in the red zone, not good. Fields were better. I'm on board, Mark, in the deeper red zone. Like when they get down, you know, inside the 10, I think I would actually be on board with Fields coming into the game and taking over in those situations. I really would. How about you?
Yeah, I don't think you should do it consistently, though. I mean, I don't think every time you get into the 10, sort of like the old Bussy days back in, what was it, 05 or 05, I believe.
Yeah.
And you got the ball inside the 3, automatically he was coming in, you know, a specialist. Like, I don't think you can go that far, but I understand what you're saying because this is not a small sample size that we saw last week. This has been through all of camp, preseason, the first 6 games of the year, that he's pretty dynamic in that lower red zone type of area. So I'd like to see him more in there. I don't want to really mess. The only issue I probably would have with that, Joe, is when you put him in that red zone area inside the 5 or something, more often than not, if it's early in the downs, you're going to be under center. And you just have to be a little bit question yourself if you want to put a guy fresh off the bench who's had the old quarterback center exchange problems to come in there at a critical point like that. That's the only downside I could potentially see out there. But, hey, Russell Wilson's been good there over his career last year. It just hasn't really worked out. But I think if it continues to struggle, that's when you continue to see more Justin Fields in that area. But I was a little worried when they brought him in there in the, what was it, 3rd and 12 or whatever it was last week, Fields. I'm thinking, man, you really want to put a guy who is fresh off the bench in the game right now in a potential fumble?
Yes, that's what I was thinking too, man. I was thinking this might not be the greatest decision, but it proved out to be one of Tomlin's many good ones. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High 64 with cloudy skies. Limits, may I engage, Mark, in a game of free association?
Yes, absolutely.
This is going to be a very wide-ranging game, big boy. Are you ready?
You're going to have to start charging for free association.
Well, we may get it sponsored soon. It's funny you should mention that. Who would you take as your head coach, Belichick or Dion?
I'm a big Dion fan, so I would go Dion at this point.
Dion or Vrabel?
Vrabel.
Vrabel or Ben Johnson?
Vrabel, because he's at least done it.
Brady Quinn said the Browns should trade for Mike Tomlin. What do you think it would be like if Jimmy Haslam called Art and asked for that trade?
Was he serious?
Yes. Go listen to the clip. He said they should at least make the call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. We still going to be tracking planes from Cleveland to here like they were tracking planes from Washington a couple years ago because he was going to get traded to the Commanders or the team.
All right. Speaking of that, the worst, and I might be missing one here, but of recent losses to the Browns, some of the quarterbacks, I'm talking the 21st century here, the worst loss was to Brandon Whedon, Brian Hoyer, the aforementioned Brady Quinn, or DTR last year. You were at the mall, I would imagine. Which was the worst?
Hey, there's a couple other ones in there, aren't there? I mean, did they lose RG3? They might have lost RG3.
Not with the Browns, no.
No. Probably Brandon Whedon, because he's probably older than I am right now.
He was older than Kenny Pickett and Ron Cook combined.
Yeah, there's been not very good quarterback play on that side. I thought Gradkowski might have played for him, too. He played for him, but he probably never played against the Steelers. Yeah, you got a point taken there. There's some interesting names there. I mean, if it's not Whedon last week, last year the DTR was pretty up there.
So was Brady Quinn going 6-for-19 and beating them. All right, let's move along quickly. Minka turnover in this game?
No.
Which year will Minka get his next turnover?
How about where they play January 5th against the Bengals? So I'll say then.
So the year 2025. All right, Mike Williams over under 0.5 catches.
Oh, he'll go over.
Cam Sutton didn't get as much run as some people thought. Do you think that's because they saw him struggle the week before or because Beanie, they just like him?
I think it had a lot to do with their scheme against Lamar. I think you'll see more of Cam here in the upcoming this week, and especially this week because
MVP MVP of the league, Lamar, Josh Allen, or somebody else?
That's like a loaded question because right now, Josh Allen coming off a huge game, Lamar coming off a loss, everybody's going to say Josh Allen, right?
What are you going to say?
I might just give still a little bit of a edge to Lamar at this point.
Alex Highsmith back for which game?
Not this week, but he's walking a lot better, I saw. So who they play after that?
Cincy.
He'll be probably ready in Cincy. If not, you know, they've been tending to take an extra week, even though he doesn't need it. So I would even say the week after Cincy, whatever that is.
Dean Lowry, budding legend. He was good.
He's what they need, man. They need those role defensive line players. Every time they have a good defense or a chance to go deep in the playoffs, they have those type of guys. So you might be onto something there, Joe.
Thank you, big boy. I have no further questions.
Is it really the Starkey and Pomp show now, or am I missing something?
No, it's the Pomp and Joe show when Pomp's here.
Officially?
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
Or only on Mondays. What are we talking about here?
Well, that's the question. I don't know what we're talking about. He's definitely going to be here.
I don't know what we're talking about. You now have official partners, I guess I'm asking.
Yes, it's the Pomp and Joe show. I just told you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not paying attention because I did not know this.
Do you have Tony ripping me, asking me about a question? Yeah, we just don't know when Bob exactly is going to be here. He's going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be part of the fun of it all, big boy. I think it's going to be Mondays for sure, as it is now.
Yeah.
Wednesdays and Thursdays, it looks like.
It's freaking legendary, man.